Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on this show. You know what that means? Well, it means we got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Monday Night Raw, and we've got a jam-packed lineup for the show coming up here today. I think six segments announced thus far. NXT tomorrow. AW Dynamite on Wednesday. Got an NXT Stand and Deliver coming up. WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. Windy City Riot. And plenty more. But when we get started here today, yes, we will talk about the Jack Perry situation, which came up this weekend. And I did my best to try to make it simple and easy for everybody to understand. And as it turns out, I suck at my job. I have no other. Or people suck at reading. Or a little of both. But we've also got an update on Alex Coghlan, who has retired. Some WrestleMania notes, including when WrestleMania, or when Becky Lynch wants to wrestle on WrestleMania, which actually is, it's not really a story, but it does tell you about the mindset of a lot of wrestlers, not just her, but many others. We've got notes on the collision schedule. There are going to be some preemptions coming up. Ronda Rousey, more burials of Vince McMahon. We've got a King of Pro Wrestling match with the Great O'Khan and Tangaloa. They're going to be having a match coming up, and we're going to tell you what the special stipulations are. Slammy Awards are coming. You want to guess who's going to win the Slammies? A Vince McMahon-free Slammy Awards. So I think we might actually be able to pick most of the winners here. SmackDown report, obviously no Rampage or Collision, which like an idiot I forgot about the other night when I couldn't find them on my YouTube TV and was getting furious. But anyway, a lot to get into today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's been a while since I spoke to y'all, but here I am again.
How's it been going?
Oh, it's been great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, Friday's the day I know to do the show. Mm-hmm. It's also the day that the Observer comes out, and it's also the day that I that's my day to spend with Hanalei and take her to gymnastics and all sorts of fun stuff. And what a day that ended up being. Not what I expected. So I guess we'll start at the beginning. The new Observer came out, and there was a blurb about the Jungle Boy. And here's what it said. I'll just read the part here at the end. Regarding Jack Perry, who's now been gone for 7 months since the incident with CM Punk at Wembley, people thinking he's been fired. He is still under contract. Obviously, he's working only for New Japan. He then says that Tony's never answered any questions regarding him. The way we heard it, Dave said, is that he was sent home after Wembley, never heard back from Khan. He apologized, kept texting him about how he never meant to cause any trouble and was sorry. He did hear from the company through lawyers. Then they talked, and he apologized to Khan, but he still has not been brought back. What they are doing now in Japan is storyline to lead to an eventual return. So that was what was in the Observer. And early in the morning, turns out that Jack Perry was not happy with that report. And a lot of stuff happened, and I ended up writing a story for the front page to try to clear up what he was unhappy about. Because he didn't say the entire thing was untrue. Like, later in the day, it was like, oh, you know, Dave reported one thing and Brian reported the exact opposite. Website is... There was one thing that Jungle Boy Jack Perry greatly disputed, and that was that he apologized, kept texting, said he never meant to cause any trouble, was sorry, and later apologized to Tony Khan. He was very upset about that because he insists that that never happened, and he did not like that characterization that he was repeatedly texting, saying he was sorry, asking for forgiveness, etc. So this is the story that I wrote, and I want everyone to know, I rewrote this story like 6 times because I wanted this to be so simple. I used short sentences. I used small words I was like, could I make this any easier to understand? And there's not even a lot of words. Sonny O'Mara would have been fine with this report. And he did not like too many words. Jack Perry both disputes the claim that he continually apologized or asked forgiveness in the months following his backstage fight with CM Punk at last August's AEW All In, or that there are any current plans for an AEW return. According to Perry, he did not hear from AEW head Tony Khan for 2 months following All In at London's Wembley Stadium. Perry said he never texted to say he was sorry. He told Khan's lawyers he would not initiate first contact. Khan finally set up an in-person meeting before Full Gear in Los Angeles, where they discussed plans to bring him back last December. However, after CM Punk returned to WWE at Survivor Series, those plans were scrapped. Perry, who had wanted to work Wrestle Kingdom, but was unable to for logistical reasons, then worked with Rocky Romero and Khan to set up his current New Japan run. At this point, Perry is still under AEW contract. He asked for his release but was denied. But there are still no plans to bring him back. He hasn't talked to Tony Khan in months, not cleared anything he has done in storyline for New Japan, like him tearing up the AEW contract or his usage of the term scapegoat. That was the entire story, okay? I thought that was pretty easy to understand. So the first thing that came out was, I would say that actually probably about half the people that read it and responded, you know, they understood what his issue was and they understood what the story was. The other half, I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know what it is. The one that was like the most insane to me was the people that said, so now we're doing storyline articles. Now we're writing an article to further his storyline in New Japan. And I was like, how in God's name could you read that article and conclude that he was playing into a storyline or that I was helping to further a storyline in New Japan? If he was trying to further his storyline, then he would have said, I tore up that contract and I am no longer a part of AEW. If he would have been furthering a storyline, he would have made it clear that Rocky and I got together to get me into New Japan. Now, what was written, very specifically, in short sentences, was that Tony Khan and Rocky Romero set up his New Japan run. It was made very clear in this article that they spoke and they are on the same page regarding going to New Japan. Now, the other thing that I can't figure out is how people can't understand that Jack Perry, because, you know, Dave talked about how Tony was still upset about the CM Punk thing. And they're like, oh, well, you know, this disputes that. No, it doesn't dispute that. Because, and this has happened many times, this is not unusual. Jack Perry got suspended, and he didn't hear one word from Tony Khan for months. This is not unusual. The same thing happened with Kenny Omega. The same thing happened with the Young Bucks. The same thing happened with everybody that has had a disciplinary issue in AEW. Everything just goes silent, okay? Obviously, for whatever reason, and I don't know the reason, they had decided there was going to be a return, and when CM Punk showed up at Survivor Series, Tony decided it ain't happening. Why? I don't know. And Tony's not going to explain why. It could be that he thought, you know what? Punk's showing up. If I bring back Jungle Boy right now, it looks like a retaliation shot. I just don't want to do it right now. And so that way, I don't know why, okay? But that's possible. So I don't understand how people can't figure out that Jack can be upset and bitter about what happened post-Wembley. Tony Khan can be upset about what happened with Jack Perry and CM Punk. But despite these feelings, they can still work together. And the irony, which is just, it's amazing to me, is when what happened with CM Punk and the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega happened, and the Young Bucks wanted nothing to do with CM Punk, what did everybody say? Why can't they just put their differences aside and work together for business? Well, here we are in literally the exact same situation. There was something involving CM Punk, and Jack Perry and Tony Khan are upset with each other about what happened. They're upset about the circumstances, but they are willing to work together for business. Why is all of a sudden that, oh, he must be furthering an angle? They're actually doing what everybody begged CM Punk and the Young Bucks to do, but now it's like, oh, that can't possibly happen. They can't possibly have this situation worked out where Jack goes to New Japan, he does some angles or whatever. They either have to be in love with each other, or if they don't like each other, they can't No, there can be hard feelings, but both sides are willing to work together, and that's where we are right now. So if there's any other questions I can answer, I'd be happy to. But literally nothing I wrote isn't something that hasn't happened before in AEW. I mean, everything is exactly, it is a glimpse into how things work in disciplinary situations in AEW. There are no plans for him to return right now. I never said he wasn't ever going to return. I figure at some point he's gonna, but there are no plans right now. And he's doing what he's doing with New Japan. They're doing what they're doing without him. I'm sure some point he'll come back, but that's where everything is right now. Have any questions? What did I miss?
I think you covered everything there.
Just flabbergasted.
Why?
The thread on our board was like astonishing.
There are still people trying to figure out if the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes hate each other.
No, the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes are friends with each other.
I know, but hey,
and do you think with Cody and the Bucks friends with each other that CM Punk is like Cody's favorite person? No, but he's going to work with the guy. He'll work with him. This happens all the time in wrestling. But apparently in this situation, it's got to be a work. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. On another note, Hey, I want to wish the best to Alex Coghlan. He wrote on X Saturday, "Yeah, I'm retired, and it sucks now. Leave me the F alone. Actually, I have some merch and gear to sell, so don't F off just yet." And that was the entire thing. And obviously he wants everybody to leave him alone, so I'll spend like 10 seconds on this. I don't know why he's retiring, but I do know that he's had some injuries for quite a while. And so I presume it's injury-related. I don't know anything more, but as of right now, it does appear that he's retired. I suppose he could be working everybody, but he has had a lot of injuries. So, I mean, that's all I'll say about it for right now because he wants everyone to leave him alone. That's the
story. Yeah, if he's got injuries mounting up like that in his early 30s, which I believe that he is, maybe he's a little younger than that, but, you know, around that age, you know, this is kind of, you're looking at your future. Do I want to be crippled at 40 with not a whole lot in the bank and no security if I start now? We'll see. It's another loss for New Japan, and that's unfortunate because was he as far along as a Clark Connors in the ring or a Gabe Kidd as far as the personality goes? No, but he was valuable. And now they've lost Eddie Thorpe, and they've lost Alex Coghlan. So you got Connors, you got Gabe Kidd, you have, I guess, Drilla Maloney fits into that as well, too. But again, you know, you don't want to see that. It was unfortunate because he was a guy that could have been a good tag team partner for a while. And then depending on what they plan on doing with these guys, you know, it could be a big loss because to me, the way that the Bullet Club was set up with the way that him and Gabe Kidd and that young crew, it looked like they, by the end of the year, could be making some big waves, even over, you know, possibly kicking out David Finlay. I always thought that was, you know, down the line what was going to happen. So we'll see what happens here, but all the best to him. And if his injuries have mounted up like that, you know, it's unfortunate, very unfortunate.
You know, I would watch his matches and I just thought, man, this guy, because especially in like the last, and maybe it was injury related, I don't know, but his matches became, he would get in there and he would try some ridiculous power thing. It wouldn't work once. It wouldn't work twice. And in the end, he would do it, and the place would go absolutely haywire. And I just remember thinking, man, this is like the gimmick of all gimmicks. Because all you have to do is hit one big thing in every match. The crowd eats it up every time. And the thing with wrestling, you know, in any kind of athletics, you know, you're going to lose speed and explosivity, but you'll always have your old man strength. And you'll actually, in some ways, you know, sometimes you even get stronger. I am much stronger now than I was when I was a youngster. But I was like, man, this guy could do this till he's like 70, you know? Maybe even older. And, you know, get a little older, just get a slightly smaller guy and, you know, keep doing your insane power, your one insane power move. I don't wrestle anymore, so I don't care. But I always was really, you know, impressed with guys in wrestling that, and actually kind of Randy Orton's sort of like this now too. It's like, you can do nothing. You have one gimmick, and all people want to see is that one gimmick, and you do it at the end, and everybody goes home happy. That's like, that is the ultimate, like, I don't want to say old man, just like smart guy, way
yeah,
to work.
Smart guy.
You know, and Randy Orton is my favorite wrestler in WWE right now. I don't care what anybody says. His matches of late, I just am in awe of this guy because he does nothing. And the fans are just eating up everything that he does. And then finally at the end, he does like a couple uber crowd-pleasing things. They lose their minds and it's over. And it's like, God, what a life. I mean, everybody should just watch Randy Orton matches when they're first starting out to figure out how this stuff is done. So anyway.
Now, if those people had to pray to a wrestling deity, if they had to get down on a knee and light a candle to someone, would it be Hacksaw Jim Duggan? I mean, he doesn't even have to do any moves, if you think about it.
Oh, there's
it,
a million of them.
Do,
Boogie Woogie Man.
Honky.
All he had to do was just dance. Yeah. He even danced when he was getting beat up.
Absolutely.
They'd be beating him up and he'd still be dancing.
And the people would eat it up.
And then he'd fire up and hit like a move and win.
He's the best.
Amazing. Honky. Oh. You know, I talked about Honky on the Brian and Vinny show last night. You know, Honky Tonk Man, I watched him at the end, you know, when he was doing matches for Tim Flowers. And what this guy did was he showed up and he came out and the place went nuts because the Honky Tonk Man's in Cloverdale, B.C. at the fairgrounds. And he'd ask everyone if they wanted him to sing his song. They'd say yes. He'd start singing his song, you know. Maybe he'd get jumped by the bad guy. People would boo. Tiny little bit of heat. Honky makes a big comeback. And then he goes for the shake, rattle, and roll. And he doesn't even take a bump. He just shake, rattle, and they take the bump. And he stands there. He gets the pin. Actually got down on his knees for the pin, which was amazing. And he just put the foot on the chest. But then he'd ask the people if they wanted to hear him sing a song. They'd say yes. He'd sing a song. They'd go nuts. And then he'd be about to leave and he'd say, "You want to hear me sing my song again?" They'd go, "Yeah!" And he'd sing it a second time. Then he went in the back and just got envelopes thick full of cash. It's like, man, this guy's got this thing figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. And no one left going, "Oh, man, what a terrible match." You know, those of us who saw him not take a bump for the shake, rattle, and roll, we were impressed. Like, man, that guy didn't even take a bump. And the fans were happy as can be. They paid their money and they got all their whatever. So, yeah, that's the way to do it. Becky Lynch hopes that her match against Rhea Ripley will open WrestleMania 40.
I'd be trying to get out of there, too.
Well, it's not about getting out of there, but it's going back to the old days of Tim Flowers. You know, in the old days, the two best spots on the show were the opener and the main event. And I worked more openers than anybody because Buddy didn't want to work anything except the opener. And the reason the opener is, you know, everyone shows up, they sit down, they're ready for some action, they've got their popcorn, they're all ready to go. And that first match, no matter what you do, they're going to go nuts. And then, obviously, the main event's the main event. So, you know, she's far from the only one. You know, MJF's whole gimmick was, I'm either the opener or I'm the main event every time. And, the first match on night one of WrestleMania 40, that's right.
It's a good spot to be. Again, this is why you can have world title matches, even though it may look ridiculous on the surface. If you have two championships, you can go ahead and open up a show with that. And again, you get a hot crowd because unless you're the type of old school booker that will build throughout the card till the end, and that's something you absolutely don't have to do with WrestleMania because in theory you're selling this on all of these main event matchups on our biggest show of the year. I mean, yeah, I mean, I can't think of a better spot to be in than actually first or last on the show.
We've got Collision being preempted Saturday, April 6th. So because of the final four, the show's actually going to air immediately after WrestleMania. Now, I don't know how many people are going to want to watch more wrestling after 4.5 hours of Mania, but
no,
we shall see. So Wednesday, March 27th, it'll be a live Dynamite, and then Rampage will air on the 29th, but they'll do one back at one, you know, back-to-back, Quebec City. That's coming Wednesday. Then we've got March 30th, Collision and a taped rampage in London, Ontario. Collision is live. Wednesday is a live Dynamite and a taped Collision.
It's ridiculous.
That's a long time, by the way.
Yeah, to me, it's like, go ahead and run it in the town you were running it in and just run it on tape delay later. I don't know. They're 3- and 4-hour tapings. I don't know how much feedback they get about it, but it seems like more and more the people that go to those shows, I mean, talk about how cold it is. And again, you can see that when they do these very long tapings.
And we've got, we might need a whole segment for Ronda Rousey burying Vince. Great O'Connor and Tangaloa have chosen stipulations for their upcoming King of Pro Wrestling match. It will be King of Kaiju.
What?
Yes.
God, just get out.
Much like a classical Texas death match, the bout will see competitors look to score a pinfall, after which a 10 count will be applied, the last standing being the winner. So, I guess there's two. No, they've chosen stipulations. Well, they've each chosen their... Okay, I got it. Reading is your friend. They've each chosen. So Khan's idea, or Tangaloa's idea, is the King of Kaiju.
It's really very simple.
It is. And then Khan wants a rural revitalization match in Hamamatsu.
Oh, come on.
The match follows best of three falls rules, with the second fall promoting Hamamatsu's local cuisine.
If you're going to do something like that, do it on the Briscoe's farm.
Please vote for that one. I want Fall 2 to be whatever that's going to be.
Just fire the whole thing into the sun, please.
More after the break. Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tax talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, I couldn't help myself. I got to tell you more about these stips.
All right.
I'm going to start the whole report over again because I screwed up at the beginning. Both the Great Okan and Tangaloa have chosen stips for their upcoming King of Pro Wrestling match. Tangaloa would like a King of Kaiju match, which is a basically Texas death match. Great Okan, however, said he wants to bring, quote, renewed interest in New Japan events in local areas of Japan before proposing, and I quote, a rural revitalization match in Hamamatsu. So, round one will be under 10-minute time limit, most covers rules. Every pinfall attempt will count as 1 point in this scenario. Okay? So I guess they do a match, and if he pins him 5 times, he gets 5 points, and then that would be really stupid. But
so
round
still
two.
Like a Texas death match, then.
Round two will be an eating contest. The local speciality of eel being
speciality.
The focus for 5 minutes. They will eat eel for 5 minutes. I guess maybe you get a point per eel. The chat thinks I'm making this up, but I'm not.
Now, is it eel sushi, or is it actual, like, you have to eat whole eels?
The local speciality of eel is what it says. And then round three, we'll see the two connected via a strap, with the winner having to touch all four corners. So what?
It's true. So it's
what are we even having the first two falls for?
So it's a Texas death match where the falls will count as a point in one round, a eating contest, and then a...
No, I don't even know about points in the second round.
Match.
It says the first...
Well, who can eat more eels? Right?
Most...
I mean, that's how it would work.
So we may not even have a third fall?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know this is? Stupid.
Yeah, it is.
So please vote for it. So I can start watching some New Japan.
I have a feeling it's going to be set up that way, and I'm glad that you need sub-NXT level ridiculousness to get you back into New Japan. I guess Tom's reports are doing it for you coming up later on Filthy Four Daily.
Yeah, Tom's on today. I don't know what we're going to talk about. SmackDown, I got a bottle of Prime. We're going to do a sponsorship Snackdown. We got the greatest. If you guys don't listen to The Filthy Show. Hey, Jared, can we play that song? Did you check? Let's see what he has to say here.
Is it legal?
Oh, man, we can't. Dang it. Oh, well. It was good for a show. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I guess I got to move on.
If
Ronda Rousey.
If it's because of YouTube reasons, you can just mute it out later on. Go ahead and put it up right now for the people listening over.
Well, that's
over
a lot
the
of. Well,
podcast.
I don't know if that. I think there might be some profanity in it. I'd have to go back and look.
That would be it.
Okay, so Ronda Rousey was frustrated. I think we're well aware of that.
Speaking of profanity,
she said the Bloodline is able to plan things out a year ahead of time. They won't even talk to me until I get to the arena about anything. I proved in my first match that if you give me the time, the resources, and preparation, I can put together an amazing match. And I feel they're really doing that with Logan Paul, allowing him to rehearse and put these things together, have all these different resources, producers to bring him to his highest potential. Got to the point where we girls weren't going to get any of that. She said she began to feel like she was doing custom matches for an effing sicko in the back. She said, I just didn't want to be Vince's action figure anymore. There's a lot of profanity I'm editing out
here.
I'd
say the timing of her saying that, too, with what we know about the Vince situation.
All power to the girls that keep fighting the good fight, but I'm in my mid-30s now. I've got stuff to do. She does not like Bruce Pritchard. Vince was never gone while I was there. He was just phoning it in through Bruce Pritchard. My agent, who works at WME, he was telling me, you know, he's completely gone now, I swear. It's like I'll believe it when I see it. Because everyone said he left before and he never left. He was there by text message. So she talked about not having a singles match with Becky Lynch. She said WWE refused to work with her on developing a storyline that would lead to her versus Lynch at Mania 38. WWE just refused to work with me at all. They refused to collaborate. They didn't want to talk to me about it. They kept pushing it off and pushing it off until it finally got to the road to Mania. They're like, yeah, we're not going to do you and Becky. She said, all right, well, I'm effing leaving, unless me and Shayna can tag. If you guys don't want to work with me, you don't want to do something extraordinary, you just want to do good enough every single night, I came here to have fun with my friends. And then she talked about how she told Triple H she could not, quote, be associated with mediocrity. That sounds like Ronda.
Yeah.
That's why they seem to be happy, and that's why they seem to be happy with at the time, mediocrity. I hope that is different now, but I can't say. I've never experienced it any other way. She said, Triple H has been great towards the women in the company, really believing in us. He is the whole reason that I was there, because he believed in me. I really wish my last run was under Triple H running things and Vince being gone. So, she's going to have quite a book.
Yeah.
She's going to have quite a book.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but Naomi and Sasha Banks walking out of that company. With what Ronda says and knowing how things go, does that give you any pause to think that they, in their minds, were justified in leaving that night?
Well, I...
With the culture, with what you know about Vince, dealing with Bruce, dealing with a Kevin Dunn, dealing all of that
Listen,
stuff.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say about this, okay? I wasn't there, but this is what I can tell you. There was a period where everything absolutely, completely sucked, okay? Started in about, 2018 was when you know, Becky was catching fire and they decided she should be a heel and the fans just totally turned on the entire thing because it sucked. And the storyline sucked. The booking sucked. You know, they'd announce maybe one match for the following week and they wouldn't do it. Because Vince would just, it was horrible.
Remember they said they had heard everybody and they were going to change?
Hold on.
That was during that time.
Yeah, it sucked. It was terrible. Everybody hated it there. And all I heard from people was how much it sucked and how stupid everything was, okay? When Sasha and Naomi walked out, I did not hear, and these were from people that hated everything and they thought the booking sucked. I did not hear a bunch of people going, they were right. I heard the opposite. I heard, of all the things, that's why you walked out. If I recall correctly, the idea was, I think Sasha was like supposed to win some tournament or something and get a singles title match on pay-per-view. And, you know, she was upset that like they weren't treating the women's titles correctly or whatever it was. All I know is, she did not have the support of the locker room in this situation. They were like, this is not a terrible idea. This is not burying you. This is an angle to get you into a big singles match on pay-per-view. Like, they were baffled. So, yeah, I'm sure it sucked. There was a lot of stuff that sucked. But that was a situation where people were, like, surprised. Like, that's why you left? You know, Jingo's like, she was going to lose. So what? It's a singles title match on pay-per-view. People lose singles matches on pay-per-view all the time. Men, women,
it was also
children.
Shoving the tag titles and her sister to the back seat. And I think that probably had something to do with that, too. And you can laugh about the tag title situation, but if you're told we're going to take your storyline seriously, we're going to do something with these belts for once, and then that's not going to happen. And again, you push Naomi into the back seat, who... Remember, they drafted her fourth on Raw, and then she disappeared for months. I mean, and again, you can say what you want about what you think about Naomi or anything, but sometimes it just takes that one last straw to break the camel's back, and there it goes. So,
yes,
again, I'd
listen,
like to find out more about that.
I'm sure also, that's Ryan, what she
on,
thought.
Because also, we didn't hear anybody running to the defense, at least, did we, of Ronda Rousey, or saying that they're getting screwed over in this scenario or this situation where people were running to Ronda's defense. In fact, the only thing I remember from around that time was the fact that fans had started to turn on Ronda. Like, that was the big controversy with Ronda Rousey. So it's not like people were going sneaking information out saying that Ronda's getting screwed here. They're screwing her over. That's, you know, did we hear that? We didn't hear that. So to not hear it about Sasha, I don't know if that necessarily, and again, every situation's different, but I don't know if that necessarily, I'd still like to know what the full story of that was and what actually was going through both her and Naomi's minds.
Well, I'm sure she was upset that she felt that the tag team titles were being disrespected. But the fact of the matter is, they never did anything with the women's tag team titles, ever. Even when she won them, they didn't do anything with the WWE tag team titles.
But that was the whole thing, we are going to do something with this.
They were coming off a period where the top star in the entire company was a woman. It was Becky Lynch. And she main evented WrestleMania for the women's title. Like, they actually were doing something with the singles women's championship. And so when she said, I don't want to be involved in a match for the singles women's championship, I'm upset that the tag titles are being disrespected. People were like, what?
I don't know. When were they ever respected? To this where it's like, does it really matter, okay, if you're taking care of
I'm just telling you what people said.
Situation.
I'm not taking a side. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I heard at the time, which was people were baffled. You guys remember how stupid that place was?
There was a lot of people talking a lot of different things, so.
I missed The Rock. It wasn't on SmackDown this week.
No.
That was sad. But, you know, they had a pretty good Roman Reigns-Cody back and forth.
Yeah, it was all right.
And
here's the thing. You can't hit a home run every week because I saw some people kind of like blowing it off. But it's like,
well, The Rock wasn't there.
Again, not only was The Rock wasn't there, did they recycle the same material that they've been doing? Yes, they did. Was it a long, long pan there and a long hold there as the show was going off the air with everybody standing looking at each other? Yes, it was. But not everything is going to be that awesome every single week, and this was more than enough for what it needed to be, but I have a feeling next week's SmackDown will be a little bit more explosive.
Well, the big question, here's actually a great example about how things have changed. You all know what would have happened like 3 years ago, right? Roman would have said, I promise the Bloodline won't be there. Cody would have agreed to show up without his crew, and then the Bloodline would have killed him and made him look like an idiot for believing Roman Reigns. That's what happened. Because, yes, it was all about heat, and baby faces always look stupid. Okay? Well, here we are. The storyline was that Roman promised he would not bring his guys. And Cody said, all right, I will not bring my guys. And so they did their whole deal. And once the segment was over, Roman snapped his fingers and then got berated by a fan and cracked, which was the funniest part of the entire thing. And out comes his crew, and they surround the ring. And it turns out that poor, stupid, naive Cody was not poor, stupid, naive Cody, because his crew was also there, because he's not a stupid babyface. And they had the big stare down, and that was the end of that. But yes, that lady, I can't even say what she said on the air, but Roman is leaving in the aisle, and he's going to do like a big snap to get his music to play. And right before he snaps, like, the crowd's quiet because, you know, they're waiting to see what happens. And this lady, she's got a drink in her hand.
She's right next
to
him.
And she just nonchalantly goes, you need a room full of strangers to acknowledge your little BA. And there's a pause, and Roman goes, and he snaps it. I was dying. I was dying. That lady was a hero. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Living free. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So I was a little behind on the news, as I am sometimes, on Friday before I watched SmackDown. And they were doing Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar. And at the end of the match, some dude comes out in a Rey Mysterio mask. And I'm like, that's Dom. And he interfered for the finish. And I was like, why is Dom on this show randomly feuding with his father again? I was like baffled. And then I, you know, found out later that before the show on social media, the bane of my existence, Nick Aldis announced that nobody from Legado or LWO was allowed at ringside. So that's why Dom showed up, because he's not involved in either group. So then I was like, well, where the heck are they going here? So my presumption is they're going to do some sort of tag at WrestleMania. So it'd be Rey Mysterio and maybe Dragon Lee versus Dom. And or Andrade, maybe.
Trios match.
Could be a trios.
You bring back Carlito for no reason. Come on, Rey, Carlito, and Dragon Lee against Rey, Escobar, and Andrade. That, to me, that makes sense. It screws over...
Rey, Escobar? You know, Escobar, Andrade, and...
Dom.
Dom.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that that's where they're going. And then I think maybe even SummerSlam. I don't know, man.
Hair versus mask, man. You got to.
Well, you know, there's two guys with long hair in that feud. Dom's mullet is out of control.
Two guys with
and
masks.
And Santos has long hair. Uh-huh. It could do. They could do double mask versus double hair.
That would be
SummerSlam,
huge.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Why am I booking this show? I'll be back in an hour with Filthy Tom. It's been real, brothers. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.